You sprinkle the book with a lot of psychology, and I think this is what's missing from a lot of tomes about changing careers, about interviewing, and so on and so on. There's a lot of powerful psychology at play in this whole process, and it's not discussed, I think, primarily because most people in the career field have no idea what these psychological phenomena and mechanisms are. Can you touch on a couple? You talked about bias, for example, mm-hmm. a little bit on the part of the hiring manager. What are a couple of I call them fun facts from the world of psychology mm-hmm. that people may be aware of, but they don't understand how they play into this whole process and how they might leverage these things to take advantage of how the hiring process works, get a better chance of getting the kind of job that they want.
Yes. And, you know, as a licensed psychologist, I thought this was missing. I thought the same thing, Nick. This is what's missing, because I went back to get a degree in psychology because what I realized is that the business world is all about psychology. Anywhere there's human interaction, it's about psychology. And the job search process has it everywhere. And there's a number of things I cover throughout the book that really helps job seekers, switchers in particular, get inside the mind of the person on the other side of the desk. Because I think when you can understand what's going on in that person's mind and how they're approaching the hiring process, you have a huge advantage as a switcher to change your strategy and into one that's going to make sense. So one of the things I talk about is mindset, and that's woven throughout the book. But, you know, something I tell my students all the time is you have to think about this. The job search for a hiring manager starts out as a process of elimination, not selection. And that kind of blows their mind, because what are you talking about? And I say, well, you know, they get 250 candidates applying online, and they have to narrow that down to one or two. They can only hire one. So in their mind, they're looking to eliminate. And if you're thinking about it, if you're looking to eliminate, you're looking for red flags. So up, gap in your resume, you're out. Up, you know, you don't have the right titles because you're a switcher. Up, you're out. And you've got to, if you know that, you can create a resume, you can create a pitch, you can create a brand. And it goes, the book goes through this step by step to combat that. But if you think it's about selection, you approach it in a different way. There's also, we talked about loss aversion a little bit a few minutes ago, so I won't go into that. But the other thing is emotions play into every decision humans make. And there's lots of research out there that if that part of the brain that is responsible for emotions is damaged, people can't even make a simple decision about dinner. But it's interesting, because you know this, Nick, that companies are putting candidates through these assessments and, you know, all this, like, you know, we gotta get all this data. But at the end of that search, that final decision is going to come down to emotions, no matter how scientific a company tries to make it, because a human is making that final decision. And when you start to know that, you can start to create a strategy around getting past things like confirmation bias, which, you know, really quickly is, if you come in as a switcher, then that's how they're going to look for data about you. Oh, this person's a lawyer, but I'm looking for an HR person. So, you know, everything I do is going to confirm you're not a good fit for me. So what the book teaches you to do is to not lead off with titles, not lead off with things that create that bias, but rather to lead off with the value you add. And if you come in saying that, you know, I have a history of you know, writing policy and creating situations where the company reduces risk around employee relations. I mean, okay, now you're starting to sound more like an HR person and less like a lawyer. But if you start out with lawyer, bam, you're not what I want. My wall goes up and I don't even want to hear anything else you have to say. So these are the strategies that the book talks about. And these are good for all job seekers. I mean, honestly, I think all job seekers need to do this. But switchers, it's super critical.